CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. Did you miss me? Did you? Yeah, this is the rap podcast you need in your life. You know this. And today's show is going to be nothing short of a great show. Why? Well, got some crazy stories on board that I want to share. You know, I brought jams. And I also have a special CUNY news story from my guy, Super. That's right, Sean Orman is going to share a little CUNY news with us down the line. Now, look, I don't ask for much, but can you please like the episodes, leave a comment, a 5-star rating, whatever you may think is fair. But most importantly, share this episode because you and I are part of a tribe that needs to continue to grow. If you are listening to this podcast right now, chances are I harassed you already. I bothered you. I said, yo, I got an episode. Yo, listen, please. But if not, subscribe for notifications, all right? Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University, of course. For all other things, man, cooluniversity.com. What up, though? How are you? Hope today's been good to you, like it's been good to me. I am recording this episode from sunny Orlando, Florida. Yes. A good time. But my New York attitude is getting in the way. I gotta relax. I don't know why I'm so impatient. I got down here and Florida is moving really slow. And I'm like, what is, speed it up. Even the person behind the rental car desk, 3 hours, damn near 2.5 hours to get a rental car. What are you doing? To go nowhere. Where are you going? I got to be a better person, all right? But, you know, I'm going to take the youngins to Disney and then spend the nights working, man, getting good content for you. So I just, you know, wanted to stop by real quick and tell you what up, share what I've been going on throughout the days. But look, enough of this yapping. It's time to get busy. You know what time it is. Freestyle of the day.
Let's go. We still strive for perfection. Shout out to New York. I like the direction. Woo! On the phone with my brother. He in correction. My bar's up. We'll always have a connection. Glock for protection. Act big. Get your Coogi clap. Red dot him from the phone like it's Google Maps. You can rap, but I'm harder. Why run up on your range? Turn it to Lil Wayne and give your car to fire. Part of my different delivery. That crack house in the Bronx is what it did to me. Now we let the bass cook, then show the white girl. So she'll network like Twitter and Facebook. It's my word, we had 7 to scale. Used to work with a bird like Kevin McHale.
You get it?
Now you got the Zannies, Perks, and Oxycontins. Youngin told me Fred, it works, the block is rockin'. Who am I to tell them different? These rappers far from nice. Who am I to tell a distance? Hearing what you write, I don't know why you so persistent. Send me half your budget, I make it be of assistance. Yeah. Past bars, I'm in. They call your girl Kim, cause every time the car dash, she in. Word clips well. 2 guns named Kelly and B, so it won't be a miss, chef. Y'all can't be talking to me. After my show, I have to be forced in a V. Whoa. King of New York, Christopher walking in me. Biggie and Pun, both Christopher's walking in me. New body Tahoe, the block swerving. Since March 9th, never did like them box Suburbans. Now you got something bright with high beams. Or get a clear drop and call it the Vizine.
Yo.
What y'all looking for? Can't fret the God spit bars anymore. Let my flow sag down to the floor. Have y'all thinking about a metaphor?
Go!
Nah, flex, they don't wanna hear it. They can't get near it, so they fed. So I'm riding on niggas who interfering. Won't stop till you pussies bleed. Period. Touching, I've been stopping. I'm like Chris Paul, I might clip it a rocket. Lawyer paid then. Wave with battery, Radio Raheem and the Asians.
Yeah.
I do the right thing when I write things. Try and stay true, that's the right thing. Watching CNN, that's my wife thing. I'm Nori, I'm bumping CNN while bagging up the white thing.
Get going!
Product of the ghetto though. The D's on our heels and we still let O's go. Hills, notice I said stilettos. Still, long nose, the pedal. Pedal to the metal, you in a race with the devil. Get you erased in that Louis, you in LV, I'm the rebel.
Yeah.
Yes, armrest in the Buick. Might be the best that ever do it. Where it goes then? I'm going to rap tours till you find a garage to put the rolls in. Tell your entourage I goes in. Shooters outside your aunt's garage. You owe him. Yeah. What you expect? Every shot of be silent. You in debt. In debt to be a silent. And in the BX, we known for being violent. Clap that heat. Everybody, they gon' squeeze. Like cheap ass seeds. Everybody, he knows bleed. We gon' see. New York City, I'm what your flow needs. Yeah. And know when the streets fuck with you. And I never sold my soul, I can sleep comfortable. Give your parents credit, that blow, they keep coming through. We're paid till your mother is clear, Denise Huxtable. Goldo writing again. Why I wasn't on the cypher again? I don't know, I just know not many rappers is nicer than him. I bring that metaphor life to the pen. I'm trying to win like Hurricane Matthew doing. Pill slow, I hurricane, what Matthew doing? Woo! If it's about a dollar, you can hit me. New Phil, in my pocket, Monica Lewinsky, Blue Bill.
Hey, tell me what the lick read.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm riding in the 6B.
Okay.
Ooh, before we get reported and Trump get us deported, Poppy, another brick, please. Another brick, please.
Uh-huh. Let's go.
Jack, what? Another brick, please.
Right.
Like I said, another brick, please.
Uh-huh.
Another brick, please. 1,000
early
grams.
Morning stove, like 6 something.
Yeah.
Break it down to O's cause the strip bubbling. It's fresh out the brick oven. I could put you on your feet or put you on the 6 up.
Let's go.
Regardless, I'm the hardest artist ever as far as bars is. Cartridge at your cartilage.
Uh-huh.
This infrared lighter turn a dark skinned nigga to the debauch. Who wanted with me? My shooters carry 2 4-5s like a quarter to 3.
Let's go.
Can't tell what I might spit. Like Pippin in Salt Lake City, I carry the mic 6. Gold though.
Tell me what the lick reads.
Shit.
I'm riding the 6B.
Right.
Before we get reported and Trump get us deported, Poppy, another brick, please.
Shit.
Another brick, please.
Yeah,
another brick, please. Another brick, please.
Get.
1,000 grams.
With 6 rings, I'm drawing number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Got 6 rings. He wore 2, 3, 4, 5. I spit king. Flow lazy, I say it ain't a big thing.
Yeah.
It's just the way I deliver the lyrics to a song. Maybe I'm trying to flow like Christopher. While this is going on, y'all whole list is flowing wrong. At random, my grandma, no man is seeing me. I'm from a land where we plan to blame him and see.
School,
I can manage to damage your amateur easily. Now watch your mouth like Jerome spoke. Still move that dove like it's my own soap. Still talking that bass around grown folk like I'm at the table with Bad White and Tone Loc. I get the pan on it like I'm in my apartment. I spray some Pam on it.
Stop.
Put the grams on it. I rarely eat pork. I don't even like money with Abraham on it.
Yeah, our freestyle of the day with our guy Fred the Godson. Rest in peace, man. He would have been celebrating a 38th birthday. But passed away of COVID-19. One of our fallen soldiers throughout that war. Every time I listen to him, I'm like, yo, damn, he was slick. Frederico was super slick. So I wanted to share a little freestyle just to keep his name alive. All right, peace to the family and everything like that. I did a cool TikTok video as well. His family actually reposted it, so I'm very thankful. And I'm always going to show love to those who put that work in. All right, that freestyle of the day was brought to you by So What's the Scenario, the hip-hop based debate game for 4 to 8 players. Just the right amount of randomness, personal opinion, trash talk, and strategy, and most of all, music discovery. Perfect for any game night. And right now, if you use my code COOL, you will receive free shipping. All right, so what's the scenario, baby? Before we move on, I want to give a quick shout out to my guy Cigars and Whiskey, a podcast that talks relationships, love, sex, and dating from a married man's perspective. I just want to give a shout out to these guys because they've been working really, really hard. And I'm just so glad to be a part of that process. You know, I'm just glad to sit and press record and drink the whiskey. That's it. I just press record, drink the whiskey, laugh. All right, put my name on the credits. Yeah, that's what I do. But shout out to my guys. Our episodes drop on Tuesday. We're coming together to get some fresh new content for you. and kick your ass another year. Yeah. Yeah, we are. You know who I'm talking to. You know who I'm talking to. All right. Last time we talked about Nip Hussle the Great. His victory lap turned 5 years old. Yeah, what a milestone. And shortly after that, a verdict came in that we've all been waiting for. We know Eric Shitty Cuz Holder was found guilty of murder as well as two counts of attempted voluntary manslaughter for the two bystanders injured in the shooting as well as the murder of Hussle. And that was last July after a month long trial. But now, as of right now, the man who was convicted of killing Nip has been sentenced to at least 60 years in prison. Jurors also found true allegations that he personally and intentionally discharged a handgun and that he personally inflicted great bodily injury on one of the victims. Now, this jury was a jury of 9 women and 3 men. They deliberated for about 6 hours over 2 days before reaching a verdict. Apparently, he showed no emotion when the numbers were read off. I don't know, man. I thought this would make me happy. I thought that I would feel, I don't know, justified of sorts. But I don't like it. It just still doesn't feel good, you know? I feel like he gets to kind of like scurry back into prison, like coward style. You know, I know, we know. He owes us an explanation for this one. You know, he owes us this. He owes us the why, bro. Like, what were you thinking? But he doesn't have to. He accepts his time and he just gets to kind of scurry off. And it's like, I don't know. It's so, I get it. You know, if you're the defense, you know, you don't shut up. Just go in the hole. But for a person like me, it's like, damn, you know, you really took a shining star and you don't even have to really say anything about it, you know, but whatever. What do I know? It didn't really make me feel good. Anyway, Holder will go back, man, and begin his 60 years to life in prison with the credit of 1,423 days already served. Fuck you, Shitty Cuz. All right. I want to get to some music. This record comes from one of my favorite people in the world. And I believe that this person right here has absolute banger potential. He shows you time and time a freaking again. Talking about DaCapo, Jim Jones, maybe Diplomats. He's been working with the artist formerly known as Young Berg, aka Hitmaker. Here they have an album set for the warm weather. They put out a record before I played it. Go back and check my shit. I know you heard it. But this right here is a new smooth joint. It's called See the Money. Jim Jones, man, it should be played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio.
Shit. Talking to me crazy. I've been seeing money like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. Picture that, nigga. You heard?
Hit me! Tied down, let him see the money.
Let him see the cash.
These niggas never seen no money.
Seen no money, nigga.
All these shooters, I can start a league or something.
Keep shooters on
the last time you done seen no money?
Last time you seen a dollar.
And I know they see me coming. These niggas never seen no money.
Seen no money, nigga.
All these shooters, I can start a league or something. When's the last time you done seen no money?
Ooh, baby, baby, baby. Said let it breathe, right?
Ooh, baby, baby, baby.
I hear you, baby. Jones. Last time you niggas seen the blue face, my watches bust down Tatiana in a new Wraith. I've been thinking about the charges that my crew face. I'm on probation right now, I can't stand to catch a new case. But these bummy niggas be trying to party with a screw face. We jumping out Ferraris and private jets without a suitcase, cause we shot when we land. We got no top on the land, hood nigga, all white ears with no socks in the sand. I used to play with the keys, but the locks didn't jam. We was in mama kitchen playing with the pots and the pans. Now I be drinking rosé until my speech got a spur. I'll be winter, I'll be dripping to my feet in the fur, you know.
Tied down, let them see the money. See. These niggas never seen no money. No. All these shooters, I can start a league or something. When's the last time you done seen no money? Ooh. And I know they see me coming. These niggas never seen no money. No. All these shooters, I can start a league or something. Swish. When's the last time you done seen no money?
So put the top down, let them get a better view. I was starving, so I could tell you what some bread I do. Then I started balling, I can tell you how much bread I blew. But I could tell you this, that the feeling was incredible. My money don't fold, nor does it fit in the bag. I brought the same car twice, the hard top, the shit with the rag. That is fact, when the last time you niggas been to the bank, I got a spot on the water, I might as well swim to the bank. I always felt funny when it came to explaining myself. I was way better getting to the money and attaining the wealth. I played better, how about the D-Rose with the flame in the belt? Just to think we was on the stove watching Kane.
Tied down, let them see the money.
Let them see the cash.
These niggas never seen no money. All these shooters, I can start a league or something. When's the last time you done seen no money? And I know they see me coming. These niggas never seen no money. All these shooters, I can start a league or something. When's the last time you done seen no money?
Yeah, that was Jim Jones, Seeing the Money. Tell me that's not slick. Come on. Don't lie. Tell me that's not fire. Jim Jones, produced by Hitmaker. I don't know who's on the hook. I want to say that's Jeremiah, but I feel like he would have tried to get the credits. There's nothing on the credits right now, but you know, I feel like that might be Jeremiah, but maybe it's, you know, a little young cat coming up that they don't owe him. I don't owe you credits. But shout out to Jimmy, man. Yo, this guy always has the potential to give you some heat. Before we move on, reminder. The Play It Cool show is no longer at 7 p.m. Now it's Thursday, same Thursday, 9 to 10 p.m. That's right. I know for 2 years I've been at that time. And so many have rocked with me and came, you know, to join me week after week after week. But yeah, you know, things change, you know how it goes. You know, I'm a creature of habit, so it's really killing me. But I hear it's a prime time slot, right? So you get a chance to get your little stuff together, get the kids settled down. If no kids, just get your black ass settled down. And join me now at 9 o'clock. That's 9 to 10 p.m. The Play It Cool show on WHPC. All right. New time, same day. I hope to see you there. Quick news. Bruh, you want to talk about some surprise shit? Surprise. The brat is expecting a child. Yeah. Yeah, you heard me right. The brat is expecting a child. And I'm not talking about standing next to some young tenderoni. I'm talking about the brat herself has the belly. Expecting a child at age 48. The hit funkified rapper and wife Jessica, who is 41 herself, already a mother of three, prior to their relationship. So for the brat, she says that kids weren't really a part of the plan. I never thought I was going to have kids, she says. I thought it wasn't in the cards. But what's crazy is I believe they chose an anonymous donor described as an eager entrepreneur. But jumped on social media, shared a pic of her in a man vibe suit with the belly out. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I know I wasn't the only one that was shocked. Come on, be honest. She's a little on the older side. But at the end of the day, I'm super happy for the brat and her lovely wife. And big ups to science. Big up yourself. All right, man. What else we got? I think we got a versus on our hands. Oh, yeah. We have another versus on our hands. Jermaine Dupri and P. Diddy. In what could be the biggest versus of them all. The franchise itself has been extremely quiet as of lately. In fact, I kind of thought they quit. I thought it was over. But these two titans are going to supposedly face off. Now, last year they got on a face call. They were just talking shit. You know, Diddy was talking. You can't mess with me, man. You know, you just can't. And initially, I thought the same thing. I kind of thought, like, well, Diddy's got his hands on too many bangers. But, well, you know, I started thinking. Jermaine's resume is real serious as well, too. These resumes are serious. I want to know who you got in a versus. P. Diddy, Jermaine Dupri. Who do you think got it? Bad Boy? You know, Biggie. Face, the Carl Thomas, the Black Robs, the G Depths, the Maces, the 112. You got the Mary J's. Or are we talking, you know, the So So Def, Mariah Carey's work, Lil Bow Wow, Usher's work. You know, Jermaine has put, I believe, Jagged Edge in those guys. No, not them. I'm stupid. What are they? What was the dudes with the white tees? The long. Fuck, I forgot their name. It means they weren't important. But he's got those guys. I'm really curious. Who do you have in the versus battle? If you were talking Jermaine Dupri. And you were talking Puff Daddy. Who you with? We do not have a date on this particular day, but Dupri said, man, it will be big like the Super Bowl, and it's going to be at the stadium. That's right. It's going to be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So let me know who you with. All right, man. When we come back, man, I got a special story from my guy Super. He's joining us right on CUNY Radio. He's brought a little bit of news with him that he's going to share. But first, I want to get to some more music. This comes from Quavo. You know, he's had apparently some heated moments at the Grammys that we know about but don't know about. It's just good to see him get back to the program. Dropped a sneaky record on this, man. A sneaky joint. Midweek. Call greatness, and it should be played a loud volume only. CUNY Radio.
Yeah, yeah, Hunter, yeah. My chain, my watch, my wrist, my motherfucking house, my rise and grind. I give away all this shit just to see my dog just one more time. Look up at the lights one time. Hit the stage, rock the mic one time. Roll one, get right one time. Two cups, two cups, two cups. You remember them MCM backpack? We were running them, ramming them racks. No walk, no walk. Ain't never took walk the polo, never drinking that act. Came in, swept the game like a storm with the motherfucking flow. Nigga, take their debt. So don't ask about the group, he gone, we gone. Young nigga, it can't come back. Damn. I'ma make sure mama straight, mama. Especially mama take. Treat. I can't kick it with a fake, nah. And I won't sleep with the snakes. I'd rather eat with the grapes. Great. I wanted peace, but I can't. Peace. I gotta get some straight. Hold on, wait. Trying to move forward, but I don't got all the answers. But I know I can't look backwards. That's dangerous. I had to go read the Bible and take a few pages. Hunt your influence, little nigga. Now I turn the pages. Never forget that the Migos amazing. Look at the ice in the night of my pants. You know that them young niggas made it. Get your mind right, little nigga. You never know you can be famous. I got this shit out the mud and caught a little buzz and QC changed it. Faces. All kind of faces. We all God's babies. We all built with greatness. We all came in dangerous. We bound to fall against the odds. We get up and go crazy. And we face it. Come on. Whatever type we face. The time it takes to get it. The time it takes to make it. The time it takes to lose it. The time it takes to take it. The time it takes to win. The time you made the greatest. Yeah. You made the greatest time with your life. Right now is greatness.
Yeah, that was Quavo, Greatness. Drop that midweek on your head tops. What you think about it? Let me know, man. You know, I touched on a few things. But I think in general, the song is pretty dope. You know, I wanted to make sure I share it with you. Hit me up on the gram at Cool University or any social media. Kind of let me know what it is you think. Real quick, I'm going to pass it over to my homeboy, Super, for this special CUNY News story.
What up? This is Super for CUNY Radio News. TikTok has partnered with Snoop Dogg and Death Row Records to bring the iconic record label's catalog to TikTok through its independent distribution platform, Sound On. According to TikTok, starting this past Sunday and continuing for the rest of the week, the Death Row catalog is available to stream exclusively on TikTok. TikTok says that users will find Death Row's music in its music hub, available to use in their videos in advance of its wider release next week. The platform also notes that the new partnership between Death Row and TikTok marks the label's first official online release since its removal from streaming services in early 2022, and the first ever catalog reissue to release exclusively through Sound On. Founded in 1991 in Los Angeles, California, Death Row Records quickly became one of hip-hop's most prominent and influential labels. The label produced and distributed legendary albums including Dr. Dre's The Chronic, Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style, and Tupac's All Eyes on Me. Last year, Snoop Dogg acquired the Death Row brand from MNRK Music Group and subsequently completed a deal to buy the label's recordings catalog. The artists then removed the Death Row catalog from streaming services. In a statement issued on February 14th, Snoop Dogg said, "Since I took Death Row off streaming services almost a year ago, not a day goes by without people asking me to put it back up." TikTok's independent distribution platform Sound On launched in March last year and was initially available in the UK, US, Brazil, and Indonesia. TikTok says that its creators can now choose from a host of classic Death Row recordings, including songs from the multi-platinum selling albums like Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style and The Dog Father, The Dog Pound's Dog Food, and the Above the Rim soundtrack, plus tracks from artists like Tupac, Nate Dogg, Corrupt, The Lady of Rage, and more. To celebrate the new exclusive addition to the catalog, TikTok and Death Row curated the Death Row's Greatest Hits playlist and created the new What Dog Are You TikTok filter. Use Snoop Dogg's Who Am I? What's My Name? And inspired by the classic music video, and the new filter uses AR technology.
All right, man. Thank you, Sean Super, aka Sean on Man. I appreciate you sharing that dope story about Snoop Dogg. And now this Death Row catalog, man, is said to be available specifically on TikTok for a little while. Thank you so much for sharing that. Listen, man, I want you to do me a favor. Go stream that Jim Jones record. Go stream that new Quavo record. Artists, if you want your music played, holla at your boy, CoolUniversity@gmail.com. I'm going to get it on there. I hope you had a great time listening to today's show. I go by the name Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. You can find me on the Voice of NCC 90.3, where I play a cool every Thursday, new time, 9 to 10 p.m. okay? If you're not in the Long Island area, don't worry about it. Download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Good news, if you cannot catch it live, the replays of the Play It Cool show are now available on SoundCloud. You cannot miss the greatest hour in hip-hop and R&B radio. I need your email address. I'm still collecting them. Trying to get to that cool newsletter. A lot going on, but I will get back to it. I'm talking articles written by yours truly, playlists, and show updates. Shout out to my guy, Cigars and Whiskey Pod. Their episodes drop every Tuesday. I'm just there behind the camera. They go live on Fridays. Don't forget to check out this week's endorsement. So what's the scenario? The hip-hop based debate game. You cannot miss that. Use my code COOL and get free shipping. Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University, of course, and subscribe for notifications. So from me to you, have a great day and party responsibly. See you soon.